What does 1983 mean to you? We all have certain memories of the year, personal triumphs and disappointments. The Redskins won the Super Bowl and the Orioles the World Series. Americans began dying in Lebanon. The Indiana High girls basketball team played for the state championship in Hershey. And what about the weekend that was? After months of work and countless hours of planning, the celebration committee brought Jimmy Stewart back home again to Indiana.
And I thank all of those people, Linda, and all of your helpers who have put this all together. It's very hard to. I'm very moved, and it's tough for me to even talk.
There he was, a legend in the movie industry, standing in front of the courthouse addressing thousands of admirers on May 20th, his 75th birthday.
This is certainly turning out to be an extraordinary birthday, and it seems to me I've had my share of them.
And there were so many presents.
I have all of these presentations that have been made. I can't tell you how much they mean to me and how much the effort that has been put forth here in Indiana means to me. One of the presentations from the Olympic Committee with the plaque, me for president. I just can't talk fast enough to be a politician.
Never had Indiana thrown a birthday party to match the one at the Omni. The newspaper headline read, "Jimmy's party was a dazzler." It was a party, complete with cake and singing. Singing that we will never forget.
Gloria, forgive me, I'm gonna sing. Can you all hear me? Because this is so important. Why can't we say happiest birthday to me, happiest birthday to me, happiest birthday, Indiana. Happiest birthday to me.
Wherever Jimmy Stewart went, he took the time to meet old friends and make new ones. There were endless requests for autographs. There was always a smile. There was the ever-present fragile wave from the window of the blue van as he traveled through our community. A community that he has never forgotten.
I think the things that I learned growing up in Indiana, the things that I kept with me all my life are all of my life. This is where I sort of made up my mind about certain things. hardware store was so much a part of my life as I was growing up, that I, as I say, there isn't a day goes by that I don't think of something that happened to the hardware store, or when I was delivering something to Clymer, or when my dad called me at 4 o'clock in the morning after I won the Academy Award, and he said, I heard in the radio you won some kind of a prize or something. Well, that wasn't, they give you a plaque or what? I said, no, it's a sort of a statue. And he said, well, you better send it back and I'll put it in the window. I just didn't feel that it would be possible for me to come back on this wonderful trip back to Indiana without having a chance to pay my respects to the fire company.
He was a crowd pleaser wherever he went and whatever he did.
Son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy, talk about your cowboy, ragtime cowboy Joe.
Jimmy Stewart didn't have to come back to Indiana. He wanted to. We all benefited from his visit. Imagine being able to eavesdrop on a telephone conversation with the President of the United States.
Ron, I mean Mr. President.
I'm calling you from Air Force One. We've just gotten back here to Washington, and I would like to congratulate all the citizens of Indiana and congratulate them for honoring you, because you brought such great credit not only there to your own hometown, but to our town out there in Hollywood, and to all of America for that matter.
What a feeling it was to be in front of the courthouse on that overcast Saturday afternoon. The president was talking to us, an international superstar was standing before us, and if that wasn't enough...
May I say to all of you who are listening, is not only one of the
The Air Force jets made three passes in all to honor Brigadier General James Stewart.
They look awful good, Mr. President.
The entire weekend was truly a monumental occasion for all of us. The opening ceremonies, a ribbon cutting at the water plant, an incredible dinner dance, those wonderful Stewart movies, the Boy Scout Camporee, harness racing, an antique auto show, a breakfast at the fire hall, a parade, the statue dedication, and the air show. We all have recollections and thoughts of that weekend. We will cherish those memories forever, as will Mr. Stewart.
Well, all of you have made this a very special time in my life, and I'm very grateful for the honor that you've bestowed upon me. And I give my sincere thanks to the executive committee headed by Linda Moore and Ron Thomas, and the advisory council including Thomas Barber and Hall Blair, Bill Moorhead, Vern Fritchman,
and Becky Campbell, and my thanks to Mayor Thompson and all of you people in Indiana. You have made me feel that I still belong here, and I'm very proud of that. And I'm very grateful to you. Growing up here was a very important, a very happy time in my life. And looking back now, I'm grateful that my mother and father, and to the good Lord who arranges such things, that they all got together and arranged to have me brought up in Indiana. I never forgot that. Every place I've ever been, I've always known there were fine, decent folk back here who care. Folks who get out of bed every morning and do a full day's work and live their lives in the way that reflects well on our country. I guess it's the character of Indiana, the character from which all us fortunate enough to live here take a sample and keep it with us wherever we go. Like I've always known, I could come back here any day and settle right back with no questions asked. I belong here. And just as part of me is always here with you, I know too that part of all of you, part of Indiana, is always with me. And it's a good feeling, and I'm grateful for it. Anyway, these are just a few thoughts that are with me in this visit. I'm happy to be here. I'm grateful to have come here. I'm proud that so many of you call me friend. And in return, I want you to know that I call you friend. And I think of you as family. God's been good bringing me back here, bringing us together like this. And that's just one thing I'll thank him for tonight before I go to sleep and for the rest of my life. Thank you, and bless you all.
It's all a memory now, but that special feeling is still with us. Imagine, while we personally became involved and witnessed the events of the weekend of May 20th, 1983, the entire world looked on. But for those who call Indiana home, there is a feeling of pride, because we have something in common with the incomparable Jimmy Stewart.